We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning
on Mix 94.1.
A radio friend of ours, had a Facebook post. His wife was in Washington, D.C. She was there for a conference. And she goes to this conference, and someone ends up spiking her drink. They put, They put ketamine in her drink. This poor girl, his wife, ends up in the hospital because someone spiked her drink. She got roofied at a conference in Washington, D.C. Ketamine, I guess, is like a hallucinogenic, and it wrecked the poor girl. She's going to be okay, but I think she's home now, but that is a scary situation going out. You're having some drinks with some friends. Next thing you know, you start to get lightheaded. Things start to spin. You wake up in the ER because someone roofied your drink.
Yeah, that's just a word of warning. When you're out, always keep an eye on your drink. Always make sure it never leaves your sight. It's terrible. What kind of loser does something like that to someone else? Just absolutely terrifying. Has that ever happened to anyone? I've had a girlfriend. It wasn't ketamine. I don't think they ever knew what it was exactly, but she was here. It was in town, and she was out with some friends at a bar at one of the casinos down on the strip. And she said that her drink stayed where it was. She stayed with it, but someone must have walking by did something, because she said, the next thing I know, my limbs felt just weak. And I started slurring, and my friends immediately knew something was wrong with me, and they got me out of there, and they took me to the emergency room, and they said, someone put something in your drink. She says, I don't remember any of it, but they were, I guess one of the girls said, take video of her so we can ask her if she remembers this. And she says, I was completely just out of it. I could not even recognize myself in that video.
How scary is that to be in that kind of situation? You're just having a couple cocktails with friends. Next thing you know, your friend is getting lightheaded. You end up in the hospital. I had a buddy of mine. This was in L.A. And he can hold his own. He likes to drink. And this was about 10, 15 years ago. But he was out and he had his first cocktail of the evening. He tells a story. He goes, the bathroom at this bar was upstairs. He walks upstairs. And next thing you know, he's waking up in the hospital. Like, what happened? And like, you like collapsed. You fell down the stairs. And it's like the thing from one drink. He was roofied. Someone put something in his drink at a bar in LA.
Yeah, it's not limited to just women. It could happen to anyone. And if that's ever happened to you, how scary is that? That's just I can't imagine. And who does that? Is someone waiting for you, just watching to see what your reaction is? And then that's when they jump in and like, oh, hey, I'll take you. It's disgusting. It really is.
Yeah. What's the motive behind it? Just to do it, to get some thrills, to watch somebody? You hear about this date rape drugs, which is just horrific, horrific, awful. But if people are just doing it for kicks to sit there at the other end of the bar, like, oh, she's going to drink it. Oh, there she goes. Yep. And now she's getting lightheaded and dizzy.
Yeah. That's just disgusting. I'm so sorry that happened to your friend. I don't even know what to say. It's one of my things that whenever I have a drink somewhere, if I'm not surrounded by people I know, I keep a very close eye. I will even sit there with my hand over the top of the glass or the bottle or whatever, and just hold it there, kind of like my own personal cover. And they make these little covers too that I've seen, like on Instagram or something. It's like it looks like it's made out of rubber. And it just goes right on top of your glass. It's like a little cover. So if you leave, you can put the cover on and it's good to go. And they also have these little test strips where you can put something in there. And if something weird pops up, it'll change color. I've never used one, but I've heard of them before.
Steph, you're saying there's something that on Shark Tank to prevent people getting from roofied?
Yeah, it's only like $13 on Amazon. It's called Nightcap, and it's actually a scrunchie. And so girls can wear their scrunchies to the bar, and then the scrunchie turns into a cover for the cup, and it's super cute. It has like different colors and stuff. But when I saw that on Shark Tank, I was mind blown because of all the stats and all the things that they were presenting at their presentation. And it is more common than I ever knew. I actually had a friend who was roofied, and she said she remembers one thing, and then the next thing was she woke up the next morning in her bed. Luckily, she was safe. Luckily, she was with friends. But she was crying to me the next morning, and I was devastated for her. I can't imagine how I would be in that situation.
There's a text that just came in. It says, I had a drug slipped in my drink in my very small hometown in Illinois. I went to the ER. I swear it was the bartender. It was so frightening. Now that's just horrifying. I mean, and I guess it could be anyone. You want to you want to believe the best in people, but I guess you just never know. But that's just all the more reason staying at home with a bottle of wine is fine by me. I'm not going to roofie myself.
It's just the alcohol that gets you when you're at home.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, just be careful. You know, especially with traveling to conferences, anywhere. Just got to watch yourself. Don't, you know, there's time, especially after a couple of drinks, to put your guard down. Just a little word of warning to be careful out there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.